Kristen Malloy, good morning, and welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show.
Hi, good morning. It's great to be here.
So how did all this happen here? You're on a flight today, and what's the worry?
The worry is that they might not let me on the plane because I'm a woman and my identification says male.
Now, how do you identify yourself? There's a lot of different ways that a person could categorize themselves. How do you identify yourself?
I'm a woman.
Okay.
And, I mean, I also am trans-identified. I'm a transgender person.
Okay.
That's incidental to the... to my identity as a woman.
Okay. Is it a full change? Is it a partial change?
Not enough
to get your passport changed, right?
Well, I get the sense that you're asking about surgical status.
Yeah.
No, I can't comment on my own, but
okay.
I can tell you that for anyone who has not had the surgery or who is not getting the surgery or isn't getting it in the near term, so someone who's not, who's preoperative or non-operative, they cannot get their passport change. That's correct.
So what's the, one, why is this even a rule? And two, what is the rule to your understanding?
Well, it's two rules that sort of are coming into conflict here now, because changing ID for trans people is a very complicated prospect. A lot of people would probably assume that there's a place that you go to and you change your legal gender and then you're done. But in fact, it's you have to go to every single ID and change them individually, and they all have different rules.
Oh,
so
it's very complicated.
Do you have any pieces of identification that you were able to change? Are some easier than others, or are they all right across the board totally difficult?
I have been able to change my name, of course,
mm-hmm.
which has not been a problem for me. But because I'm unprepared to provide any sort of documentation about surgical status to anybody,
right.
I'm not able to change the gender designation on anything, with the exception of driver's license. That's one of the easy ones.
Really?
Well, the reason being that they lost a case, right?
Right.
So now you just need a note from your doctor saying that it's quote-unquote medically appropriate, which a cooperative healthcare provider will give you.
It's the Roz and Mocha Show, KISS 92.5. Joining us in studio right now is Kristen Malloy, who's making headlines everywhere.
Yeah, Kristen, you have a flight, I guess, later on today. And the rule is if you show up at the airport because you look like a woman, they don't have to let you on the flight because your passport actually says that you're a man. That's the rule. You're like some sort of security risk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, allegedly. It's part of the new identity screening regulations that were introduced in following the election. I mean, the core of the problem is that one of these regulations they've introduced basically states that if the passenger does not appear to be of the gender which is designated in their identification, in other words, their passport, then the air carrier shall not board the passenger. So according to the letter of the law, anybody who's walking around with ID that says one thing, and their, you know, hair and clothes say a different thing, they're banned from flight.
But when you go through security, could it be like up to the person who is looking at your passport, and they can be like, you know what, I'm just going to let you go through? Could it be as simple as that? Is there a chance that you may get somebody who will cut you some slack and just allow you to go through?
Well, you're right in a sense. It's not actually security where the issue is. It's a gate regulation, so it would be the airline personnel.
Right.
Who would be
this is
last minute,
oh,
right, when you get on the plane.
Oh.
And it's a new regulation because previously they weren't required to do stringent identity comparison.
Yeah. Do you look like you do now in your picture of on your passport?
I'm more or less. I mean, the passport picture is a year and a half or so out of date. I guess I look a little more androgynous in my photo, but...
But they processed it no problem, right? There was no questions asked to you when you were applying for a passport.
Well, no, but I mean, at the time I was earlier in transition.
Right.
So I showed up, I filled out this. Actually, it was a renewal, so there was just show up, get stamped, and then you're done. The core of the problem, really the regulation is problematic because we cannot have regulations which judge people based on how they appear to be gendered. That's
right.
A whole problematic can of worms, and that we need to get done away with.
And you don't want to provide any sort of documentation, one, because you shouldn't have to, or it's your own privacy, or what is your reasoning for not wanting to provide the proper documentation?
Basically, it boils down to, you know, my genitalia is not really the government's business, and I don't think anyone else's should be either.
I never have to show mine when I get on a plane.
Well, then why should I have to?
Why should you have to?
Exactly.
So where are you off to today?
I'm heading down to New York City.
Okay.
So what happens if they don't allow you to get on that plane? Are you going to make a phone call? Are you going to ask to speak to somebody at the airport or at the airline? Can you talk to the pilot or something? Like,
I'm going to do
what process?
I'm going to do what I can do to convince the gate attendant to let me in, but at the same time, I'm not going to cause a disturbance and get arrested. Probably what I would do is document my experience and then post an entry and then, of course, go wait in line at the bus station.
Okay.
Because I don't want to miss my thing, right?
All right, Kristen, thanks so much for coming on the air and chatting with us.
Oh, thanks for helping draw attention to these issues.
And let us know. Call us when you're at the airport and let us know how it goes, okay?
No problem.
Okay.